I got to tell you right here a story about an older gentleman that's been hearing me teach these things for a while, and he came to church one day, and he said, "Pastor, can I give a testimony today?" I said, "Sure, no problem." So come time for a testimony, he come up there, and he says, "You know, you see that woman right back there?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I've been married to that woman 50 years. I said, "Well, praise God. You know, that's good." But he said, "A couple of weeks ago, me and that woman had a serious disagreement." Uh-oh. So, see, it can happen even after 50 years. We had a serious disagreement. He said, "I got angry at her." And he said, "I went to bed mad that night." And he said, "I woke up the next morning and my back was killing me and my leg was killing me." And he said, "You know, I got to think about what you said. Do not go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil." Oh, did you know that's written in the Word? Do not go to bed angry lest you give place to the devil. Anybody ever heard that scripture before? Oh, you know that's in there, right? Did he go to bed angry? Well, guess why he woke up the next morning with a back out and a leg out? Because the devil moved in. Now then, he said, "You know, I also remember that scripture you said in Luke 10, 19, and 20, where the Lord says, 'Behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons.' All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that those demons have to be subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your name's written in heaven." Oh, now isn't that a powerful verse? But it only works when you're walking in the royal law of love. Was he in the royal law of love? No. He went to bed angry with his wife. So he said, "I rebuked the devil and commanded the beast to come out of my back." And he said, "When I did, it twisted me harder and it hurt worse." Now, the Lord says, "You didn't do what I told you to do. I told you to love that girl. I told you not to go to bed mad, angry, didn't I? Or you'd give place to the devil?" He said, "The devil, when you went to bed angry, you had a great big neon sign out flashing, 'Come over here, devil, vacancy. Here's a good spot.'" So the devil saw that, and he come over, and he hit him. So he said, "Lord, okay, I'm sorry. I ask you to forgive me." And he said, "Lord, forgive me for going to bed angry." He said, "Okay, now, Lord, I've asked forgiveness." Now he commanded the devil to leave, and he hit him again. He said, "Lord, what did I do wrong?" He said, "I also told you to love that wife like I love the church, and you're not doing that." So he goes in and says, "Honey, I'm so sorry I got angry with you last night. Will you please forgive me?"
"You're so sorry you talked ugly about me about my bathtub."
Oh, see? So what she got to do now? I ask forgiveness. What she got to do? Now the ball's in her court, right? She got to forgive, right? Amen. So anyway, she said, "Of course, honey, I forgive you. No problem." He said, "Okay." He said, "Now then, I've repented of my sins to God. I've repented and I got right with my wife." He said, "Now the first two times I rebuked the devil, he hit me harder." He said, "This time I said, 'Now you devil of hell, in the name of Jesus, I've got right with God and my wife. You got to leave.'" And he said, bam, my back pain was gone just like that.
Praise the Lord.
Now then, this is what's happening to us. This system, these principles that we see here, God made all these rules, and he made the devil and his demons. And these devil and demons are what makes us sick when we don't walk in accordance to this book.
Right.
And somebody says, "I don't believe that book." It don't make no difference whether you believe it or not. That book is forever settled in heaven. It's written. I mean, God has exalted this word above all of his names. And this book is forever here and it cannot be changed. And he's no respecter of person. And that's why we, as the body of Christ, have so many problems in our life, because we don't obey this book.
Right.
And when we obey this book, we get healed. Now then, look what it says here about this wife. "For after this manner," let's see what... "That quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. But after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God." Now, are you women supposed to be women who trust in God?
Yeah.
You're his daughters, absolutely. "They adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands." Now, the wife is in subjection to who?
Her own husband.
No other man. You don't have to be subject to no other man. But you have to be subject to your husband. But his requirement is to love you. And then the next verse, 6 and 7. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him
Lord.
Oh, goodness. I got to call my husband Lord. It'll be over his dead body. No. Calling him Lord, whose daughters you are as long as you do well. Now then, do you want to be a daughter of the King?
Yeah.
Really, you know, the other night there was a lady come down in church and she said, Pastor, I need you to pray for my husband. I said, okay, what's wrong with him? She said, he don't do what I ask him. I said, why don't I pray for you instead of your husband? She said, what do you mean? I said, well, when's the last time you called? I said, how long have you been married? And she told me, 40 years. I said, okay. I said, when's the last time you called your husband Lord? She said, I ain't never called him Lord. I said, well, that's a problem. So we turned to 1 Peter 3:1, and I read her these very verses. I said, now, ma'am, I don't make the rules. The King makes the rules. I said, now, are you his daughter? She said, well, yeah. I said, okay. Okay, now if you're God, now you got a problem here. I said, you're not doing what the King said. She thought a minute and she said, is my husband in for a surprise? I said, what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to go home tonight. When I walk in the front door, I'm going to run over. I'm going to grab him. I'm going to hug him, pull him up close to me. I'm going to smack one on him like I hadn't in years. And I'm going to say, honey, I love you, and I want to fix you your favorite dinner. I said, you're my Lord. I said, you're going to do that? She said, it's written in that book. God told me to do that, and I've missed it all these years. So she said, I'm going to start doing it God's way. And guess what happens when the daughters start doing it God's way? I said, what do you think your husband's going to do? She said, well, I don't know. After I pick him up off the floor. And that's usually what will happen, right? The guy passes out. Well, let me tell you. If the man and the woman do God's way, what does God promise to do if you obey His commands? What did He say? I will command the blessings to overtake you. Did He say that, brother? Now, is this one of His requirements? Now, did God say all these things we pulled out of the book today? If you obey Him, then He says, I will command the blessings upon you. But if you do not obey me, I will speak these curses upon
That's
you.
Exactly right.
And nobody wants to be sick in the church. And we don't think God will do this to us. But He will. He can't keep from it. That's why I can guarantee you, if you do what He says, He will forgive you and heal you. Now that's His grace. Now you know, like this man here said a while ago, if he hired me at $100 a day, and the first day I didn't do a good job, y'all heard what this man said he's going to do to me? He's going to fire me. But I worked for him for a couple of years, you know, and I'm the lousiest guy he ever had. You know, I just barely do enough to keep him happy enough, but he's really not happy at all. But he's paying me for 2 years. And then one day I just slap him in the face and tell him I don't like him and I'm going to leave. Boy, he says, I'm glad you're gone. But 2 years later I come back and say, would you put me back on? I promise you I'll be the best employee you ever had. Now then, if he's got God's love in him and God's grace in him, what's he going to do? He's going to give me another chance.
That's right.
He's going to give me another chance. Now then, if I really do turn out to be a good employee, then he's going to be blessed and I'm going to be blessed.
That's right.
But now with God, does God forgive you? I mean, you left and you've been gone for... I mean, just like when God says... I've seen more men. Now, a while ago I said I've seen all these women with breast cancer because they don't love themselves or they don't love another woman. They got a grudge against another woman. But I've seen men, many men on their deathbed that were Christians, that were young, 40, 50, 60 years old. And when I say, you know, God says in His Word, you're to put no other gods before me. I'm to be number one in your life. How much time do you spend with God every day in the Word? Well, I hadn't read the Bible in 2 years. You want to know why you're sick? I can tell you. You're a spiritual prostitute. You know? Now, I don't know. This man up here, he didn't have no mercy at all. I wasn't a very good guy the first day, and he fired me the first day. You know? So, but that's the way we are as human beings, right, brother?
Right.
You know? But God is a whole lot more merciful than he is and that I am. You know, he'll trudge along with you all those years. And after 10 or 5, 10 or 20 years, you didn't put him first. I mean, you're out there trying to make a living to provide for your family. You ain't got time for God. And then all of a sudden, you think, I'm getting there. My business is doing fairly well, and I'm 45 years old. Man, at this rate, by 55, I can retire and travel across the country. And then you get to feeling bad. And they take you down, and the doctor says, I'm sorry, you got 3 weeks to live. You have terminal cancer. Then you look up and scream at God. God, where are you? Well, he's right there all the time. And the reason you have it, because you didn't put him first.
That's right.
You only committed spiritual prostitution for 20 years. And finally one day, he being a little more merciful than this gentleman up in the front, he fired me after one day. But God gave me or you 20 years. And he sent people to you. He did everything to try to bring you back. Or wives. He gives some wives 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And they never submitted to their husband. Won't do anything their husband asks. They run in the show.
Wow. That's right.
And then all of a sudden, after 10 or 20 years, they come down with something. Some cancer or whatever. And somebody said, well, it's just the way it is. And I said, have you been submitting to your husband? No, I don't submit to my husband. I do what I want to do. Well, that's why you're sick.
That's right.
Because I didn't tell you to submit to your husband. Who did?
God.
Oh, he said that, didn't he, young lady? Oh, did he say that? Now, what do you girls got to do? Let me tell you what. If you do that, if you submit to your husband, you'll not only bless another, you'll bless yourself.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. There's never been a woman. I mean, I'm gonna tell a story on Terry and Frank a little bit. The other day, this woman right here, you need to see the DVD of Miraculous Testimonies of America's Healing. Hers and her husband's testimonies is three 30-minute shows.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.